Well, Loon Watch over at Northland College in Ashland are looking for some early birds, or maybe they're late birds, to collect loon data around Wisconsin lakes. If you're fascinated by this whole idea of being a citizen scientist, here is a wonderful opportunity for you to do perhaps what you're going to do on vacation anyway, and yet contribute to the body of knowledge about loons. Erica Lemoyne joins us this morning in the studio. She's the Loon Watch Coordinator. Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your program, Loon Watch, operates out of the Sigurd Olson Environmental Center. Is that right?
Correct. The Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute. Yep, that's on the Northland College campus.
So what do you want the citizen scientists to do?
Well, on July 18th, between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 a.m., is our Wisconsin loon population survey date and time. We have 258 pre-selected lakes, and so they need to contact us to learn where those lakes are. And we have actually 69 lakes left, some of them in the area probably where your listeners are, Douglas County, Burnett County, and some other counties up in this region of the woods.
Now, Laura Erickson, our bird lady, of course, Larry Weber, our resident naturalist, and of course his program coming up a little later this morning, they do bird counts on a regular basis, so they've kind of taught us how this works. There's a pre-selected area so that you're comparing apples to apples. This is how many of whatever you saw in this region. And then you go out and you listen for, frequently they go out and listen for how many breeding birds they heard during the breeding bird survey or the Christmas bird count, how many different species they heard. What are you going to be asking the citizen scientists to do with regard to loons? How many loon calls they, because I mean, are we clever enough to tell, oh, that was this loon, and that's another loon, and that's a different loon?
No, actually, this is just visual. So as long as the citizen scientist sees it, it counts. If they hear the call, it doesn't count. So it's a very simple survey. And, you know, going out, and we asked them to survey the entire lake. So some lakes are really small, and they could get those surveys done within a half hour. We ask for a minimum of a half hour of survey time. But some of those lakes, like the St. Croix Flowage is on our list of lakes, that may take the entire time for the survey to be completed.
So what you want folks to do is hop in their boat or their canoe.
Yes.
And noodle slowly and quietly around the lake and look for loons.
Exactly.
All right. Now, loons are sneaky because they go down and then they come back up, and they come back up way away from where they were in the original place. So you're going to have to use your best guess about whether it's the same loon.
Yes, you are going to have to use your best guess.
Okay.
You'll arrive on the lake, and it's only the loons that you see at that time. If a loon flies in, that doesn't count. So you'll just go around the lake and look for the loons that you are pretty sure you see at the time. You're erring on the conservative side, though.
Okay, because you've got 4 hours.
Yeah, but some of these lakes will probably only take a half hour. Some of them will take the entire time because right. they're larger.
And then in that instance, you don't know what time they showed up. You just have to do the best you can.
You just have to do the best you can.
But if you see them fly in,
right.
you say to them, nice try.
Yeah.
You missed your opportunity.
Exactly.
Okay, so what happens with the data then? How do you use it?
So then the data is used to estimate the population. And this started back in 1985, and the population estimate then was 2,400 loons in the state of Wisconsin. And we've done that every 5 years since. And so the last population survey, the estimate is about 4,000 loons in Wisconsin. So that's been about a 1% increase per year. And so this this estimate will be the next estimate of the loon population in Wisconsin. So it'll be very interesting to see what our results are.
Is it good news that there are more loons? Are loons indicator species of anything about the health of the environment in Wisconsin?
It is good news. Loons are indicators of good lake health. Loons need really healthy habitat, healthy aquatic habitats to be able to survive and thrive and produce chicks. So they need clean, clear water. They are visual predators. They are predators exclusively of fish. And so they need clean, clear, healthy water to be able to see and pursue their prey. They need irregular shaped shoreline with natural vegetation. They really prefer islands to nest on, so they need really specific nesting habitat. And they need abundant prey source, too. So healthy aquatic ecosystems are what support loons in our northern lakes.
So that's something that Badger State folks can be pretty proud of is, hey, look, we doubled our loon population. So that's definitely
Absolutely.
Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Do the northern fishermen say, no, we need more northerns. There wouldn't be so many loons if there were more northerns. Are they bummed about that? I mean, when I discovered that northerns can actually prey on baby loons,
right,
I found that particular piece of Mother Nature really disturbing.
Well, loons, particularly loon chicks, have a lot of predators. They are, you know, tasty morsels of protein for a lot of different predators like bass and northern aquatic aquatic predators like snapping turtles. Then there's the aerial predators like bald eagles. They will prey on loon eggs, loon chicks, and sometimes adult loons. So they do face a lot of threats with predation.
That's horrible. I was having a conversation with Larry Weber about that this morning, and he was all excited about the way nature works, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why there are so many of fill in the blank, so that there can be some loss to predation. And I just said, sometimes, Larry, nature's depressing and upsetting. I'm just saying.
Well, a lot of, you know, these predators have, you know, there's a natural predator-prey relationship between loons and these predators. The predators that we may be more concerned about would be like raccoons or gulls or crows that are brought in by people.
Right.
And so those are predators that we don't really like to hear loons being predated by.
But when you've got a good natural balance mm-hmm. without human interference,
right.
that's really good news.
That is good news.
How long do you think it's going to be before you've got some population data to share with us?
I hope to have that this fall. So we have to crunch the data. We send that to the state statistician down in Madison, and he, we enter the data. He crunches the data, and then he sends that back to us. So we should have an estimate, I would expect, in September, October.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Erica, thanks so much for coming in, and I hope that we get a chance to talk with you in a few months and find out what the deal is with the loon population. It was great for you to come in this morning.
Thank you. I'd love to do that.
Erica Lemoine joins us this morning. She's the Loon Watch Coordinator. It's a program that is administered out of the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute at Northland College in Ashland, and they are looking for volunteers, citizen scientists, to collect some loon data around Wisconsin lakes. We'll get the contact information up on our website so that you can get in touch with them and volunteer if that sounds like the kind of thing you might want to do.